What I've came to the conclusion of is a lot of us are tithers, offering givers, first fruit givers, and seed givers. And what God has placed in my heart is He said, Jesse, a lot of people are thinking just like you. He said, they sow into my kingdom. He said, every chance they get, tithes, offering giving, first fruit giving, seed giving. He said, they do it all day long. But he says, yet and still, they wonder why they are limited to their blessings and the miracles I have in store for them in their life. God has revealed to me why this is the case. Now, here's the thing. God says in his word in Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. 23rd number of Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, when you ask what you want, you don't think about what you need. But how many of us out there are still asking God for what we need? God, you know I need this. God, you know I need that. I need a car. I need the money. I need this and I need that. God is sick of hearing of what we need. He hears that all over the globe. When are we going to start asking God for what we want? He says year in and year out. He said, God is saying, they're tithers, Jesse. They're offering givers. They're first fruit givers. They're seed givers. They've been sowing down to the ministry for generations. And they wonder why the family is still only receiving just a little. Things are only getting handled. They're blessed, but they're not as blessed as they could be. And God revealed to me the reason why. He said, Jesse, it's simply because they have their limited beliefs on what I can do. See, they believe they'll be blessed going in and blessed going out. But God says it's only to a certain height. See, they still don't believe I can do all things. God says, because you've placed your sights on what I could do for you, your harvest will only be as big as you can see. So what God is saying is, you got to take your sights off of the harvest. You got to replace your sights. Like if you go hunting, you don't got the right sights. So you got to swap them out so you can see what you're hunting a lot more clearer. See it in a bigger perspective. You put a larger scope on it, then you're able to see everything. It's so much larger. So what God is saying is, he said they're thinking just how you used to think. They're sowing into my kingdom. They're doing everything. And they're wondering why they're only just getting by. God says, because they still have beliefs, limiting beliefs on what I can do for them. He says, there's no doubt about it. You sow into my kingdom, you're going to be blessed going in and blessed going out. But God says, there's only going to be a degree to what you believe I can do for you. There's a scripture that said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. We repeat that, but do we really believe it? God's bringing us to a spiritual knowledge of who he is. If we truly can do all things, that means and all things is possible through Christ, why do we have limited beliefs on what God could do for us? He said, well, there's two reasons. They're judging at what I could do based off of what I've done for them in the past, where they still had limited beliefs, and I still blessed them. And the people around them, what they're saying I can do. For instance, there's this car. I remember hearing a story about this car, this Porsche, this guy wanted. He went all over to find this car. The people around him told him, man, you're wasting your time. You can't get that car. Start off with something small, something you can afford, something just to get by. You just want to get backwards and forwards. You don't want this and that. You want a car just to get around. God says, these are the limiting beliefs I'm talking about. And God said, I didn't give it to him. God said, the enemy has been feeding these people all this junk, all their lives. And it's not their fault that they don't know any better. They've just been hearing it so much to where they have no choice but to believe it. It just starts to make sense. So what God is saying is, all that, you can't do this. You're trying to live above your means. When have God ever told you? Where is in God's word where God says, I want you to live below your means? It's not in there. God doesn't want us to live below our means. He said, Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all my needs according to his what? His riches and glory. The Lord is my shepherd. 23rd number song. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why would God want me settling for less? That's man's thinking. That's what God's revealing to us. That is man's thinking. Man has placed limited beliefs on what I could do. This is what he's saying. So what God's saying, how can you change this? How can you break away from these things? God said the first thing that you got to start doing is writing down exactly what you want. Don't worry about how much it costs. Don't worry about what you got to do to get there. I don't care what it is. It could be a job. It could be a career. It could be a certain type of business. It could be anything. It could be whatever you want. Write it down. Don't worry about how you go get there. He said that's the first step. The second thing you need to do is leave it to me. That's what he's saying, do. So you only got one thing to do. But believe it or not, the second thing for most people is the hardest. Leaving it up to him. Taking their limited beliefs off of how they gonna get there. Credit might not be all right. Bank account ain't showing the numbers that they need to see. Can't see how they gonna get the house, how they gonna get the car, how they gonna get the better life, how they gonna get the business, how they gonna get the new career, how they gonna get the new job. They can't see how they gonna get there, how they gonna get the work, how they gonna get to the next meal. What God is saying is, Lee, he said, care is a form of pride. Cast your care unto me. I don't know about y'all, but a lot of people, so the second part is the hardest thing to do. They don't have no problem with writing it down. God said, if you'll only do the second part, he said, it will be made so. So bringing it back to the harvest, you've been sowing it to God's kingdom. You've been tithing. You've been offering giving. You've been first fruit giving. You've been seed giving. You're seeing God's blessings hit there and there, but you still don't see the harvest. It's because you've got to release those beliefs. Remove your sights off and place God's sights on them. God's sights are so big it won't fit on that thing. But you got to believe it. He said, then it will be made so. So once we remove our limiting beliefs off, once we remove what we can see, there's no limit on the harvest. See, you're only gonna be able to get what you can see. We gotta stop talking about this thing and put it to work. For Philippians 4:19 said, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. If you truly believe that, you got to lift your sights off and put God's sights on. Thank y'all. I appreciate everything. You guys have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want to get God's harvest, take your sights off and put his on and watch him deliver to you in your life. I'm out of here, man. Y'all have a wonderful day.